believers are helping families deal with a Russia-Georgia conflict. Christians will be praying with Muslims during Ramadan, and Bible translation is nearing completion in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the political posturing continues with the Russia-Georgia conflict, the human crisis continues. World Vision is responding. They have teams in both Georgia and Russia, responding to the increasing humanitarian needs of children and families who have fled the conflict zone. World Vision's Rachel Wolf.
The estimates right now from the UNHCR are that at least 100,000 people have fled, both to the south and the north. And the good news is World Vision is on the ground in both directions.
World Vision is providing aid in Jesus' name. Wolf says there's more to this crisis than homelessness and hunger.
Many, many families have been separated. We're seeing that on the ground. And so there's a need that just goes beyond the basics. And especially for the children, World Vision wants to make sure that they have safe places to go to talk about what they've experienced, to start playing and having a normal routine again. And that's why we're setting up these child-friendly spaces.
Next, the lower chamber of Kazakhstan's parliament has proposed new legislation that would impose tough new restrictions on foreign missionary and evangelical church activity. But it's not stopping Christian radio. Far East Broadcasting Company's Greg Harris says FEBC is now a registered Kazakh organization.
What we're hoping for, Greg, is to open and operate two FM radio stations in the cities of Almaty and Astana. And we have been granted the broadcast license, but we don't have the specific frequencies yet to actually open the stations up and get on the air.
He's uncertain when that will happen.
You can wait just a few weeks. Sometimes it can take months, and unfortunately, sometimes it can take years. We have already been in these discussions for about 2 to 3 years, and we're hoping that something is going to happen very soon.
When they do go on the air, they'll offer Russian and Kazakh programming. Pray that the frequencies are awarded to them soon. You're listening to Mission Network News. As the global food crisis lingers, Christian radio is helping those in the hardest hit regions of the world, Africa. Poor agriculture standards often result in severe crop failures. That means less food and ultimately malnutrition. Transworld Radio is hoping to change that through their Farming God's Way radio program. The 15-minute, 31-part broadcast combines biblical training, technology, and management. Pray that God will allow TWR to translate the broadcast into more languages. Next, Ramadan is September 1st. It's a time where Muslims reevaluate their lives. It's a time of fasting and prayer. Fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam. While millions of Muslims will be praying, so will millions of Christians as part of the 30 days Muslim prayer focus. However, Christians will be praying for Muslims. Time's running out, but MNN's providing the 30 days Muslim prayer guide to help you learn more about the Muslim world. Go to our website to get your copy. And Wycliffe Bible Translators now only has 3 Bible translation projects left in Guatemala. They just celebrated the completion of the Ixil New Testament. 54 years of missionary Ray Elliott's life was spent on the project. At 83, he was able to help open the first box of books. Until now, churches had only the Book of Mark. Bruce Everhart with Moody Radio, reporting for Wycliffe, says people are ready for more.
There are people being saved all over the Guatemala region. As a matter of fact, one of the translators we talked to, he believes there's not a single person in the Ixil area that has not heard the gospel today, but they haven't responded yet. The work is now in the hands of the church in Guatemala.
Wycliffe's work started in Guatemala in 1992.
They're anticipating completion of all the translation work, I would say, over the next 5 years. The Central American region for Wycliffe is really winding down.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving, high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you, too. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.